Texas Governor Sends Kamala Harris Busload of Migrants on Mother's Day. By Bob Price on May 15, 2023. Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent Vice President Kamala Harris a busload of migrants for Mother's Day on Sunday. The migrants had been released by the Biden-Harris administration after crossing the border from Mexico into Texas. A bus carrying dozens of migrants from the Texas border town of Del Rio arrived at the official residence of Kamala Harris, the U.S. Naval Observatory, on Sunday evening, ABC 15 WJLA reported. A group of local volunteers arrived and took the migrants to a church for processing. #Breaking a bus bringing migrants from Texas just arrived at the Naval Observatory near Vice President Kamala Harris' residence. Busing has started back up since Title 42 expired, this time on Mother's Day. Texas Governor Greg Abbott also sent busloads of migrants Christmas Eve. pic.twitter.com/L88Adapo, if. Christian Flores, at Flores News, May 15, 2023. In a tweet on Sunday, Governor Abbott sharply criticized the vice president for her lack of action in addressing the crisis at the border in her role as border czar. The governor recently appointed his own border czar, retired Border Patrol Supervisor Mike Banks. In just a few months, at Texas Border Czar Mike Banks has done more to address the border crisis than Border Czar Kamala Harris. Texans and Americans deserve a real border czar who will step up and face Biden's border crisis head-on. pic.twitter.com/fakewhos, AK. Greg Abbott, at GregAbbott_TX, May 14, 2023. Governor Abbott stepped up the busing of migrants to the sanctuary cities of Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. after tens of thousands of migrants crossed the border into Texas during the 2 weeks leading up to the end of Title 42. Governor Abbott launched the border bus mission in April 2022 to provide support to our overrun and overwhelmed border communities as the Biden administration dumps thousands of migrants in their towns. Andrew Mahalaris, press secretary for Governor Abbott, said in response to an inquiry from Breitbart, Texas. Texas has since bused over 17,300 migrants to self-declared sanctuary cities Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia, providing much-needed relief. On Monday, the office of the Texas governor told Breitbart, Texas, that more than 220 buses have taken migrants from overrun border communities along the Rio Grande to Washington, D.C., since the program began just over a year ago. Each bus carries between 30 and 50 migrants who volunteer for the free trip to the Eastern Seaboard. Last week, the governor's office supplied the following data for the number of migrants delivered to Chicago, New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., since the program began in April 2022. Washington, D.C., more than 9,100 migrants on over 200 buses. New York City, more than 5,700 migrants on over 115 buses. Chicago, more than 1,600 migrants on over 30 buses. Philadelphia, more than 920 migrants on over 15 buses. Prior to the Mother's Day arrival, another busload of approximately 30 migrants from Texas arrived at the VP's residence on May 12. Just in, a busload of illegal immigrants have been dropped off on VP Kamala Harris' front lawn in Washington, D.C., courtesy of TX Governor Greg Abbott. Many of the migrants seen were from Venezuela. The move comes as the Biden administration continues to ignore the ongoing. pic.twitter.com/toshjhnt. Colin Rugg, at Colin Rugg, May 12, 2023. In total, Abbott sent at least 4 busloads of migrants to Harris's official residence since Christmas Eve. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.